Stabbings near former Charlie Hebdo office is act of Islamist terrorism, French minister. By Breitbart London on September 26, 2020. Paris, AP, a young man stabbed two people Friday outside the former Paris offices of satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo, where 12 people were killed in 2015, and a terrorism investigation has been opened into the new attack, authorities said. The suspected assailant had been arrested a month ago for carrying a screwdriver but was not on police radar for Islamic radicalization, France's interior minister said. He said the screwdriver was considered a weapon, but did not explain why. Two people were wounded in Friday's attack, and two suspects were arrested, although the links between the two suspects weren't immediately clear. The main suspect, a young man with speckles of blood on his forehead and wearing orange gym shoes, was arrested on the steps of the Bastille Opera in eastern Paris, authorities said. The site is not far from where Friday's attack took place, outside the building where the weekly Charlie Hebdo was located before the 2015 attack. The interior minister said the assailant arrived in France 3 years ago as an unaccompanied minor, apparently from Pakistan, but his identity was still being verified. Manifestly, it's an act of Islamist terrorism, Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin said in an interview with public broadcaster France 2. Obviously, there is little doubt. It's a new bloody attack against our country, against journalists, against this society. France's counter-terrorism prosecutor said earlier that authorities suspect a terrorist motive because of the place and timing of the stabbings in front of the building where Charlie Hebdo was based until the Islamic extremist attack on its cartoonists, and at a time when suspects in the 2015 attack are on trial across town. Prosecutor Jean-François Ricard said that the chief suspect in Friday's stabbings was arrested, along with another person. Ricard said the assailant did not know the people stabbed, a woman and a man working at a documentary production company who had stepped outside for a smoke break. An investigation was opened into attempted murder in relation with a terrorist enterprise, according to the terrorism prosecutor's office. French Prime Minister Jean Castex said the lives of the two wounded workers were not in danger. He offered the government's solidarity with their families and colleagues. The Prime Minister noted the symbolic site of the attack, at the very moment where the trial into the atrocious acts against Charlie Hebdo is underway. He promised the government's unfailing attachment to freedom of the press, and its determination to fight terrorism. People in the neighborhood were stunned, saying on French TV that they were reliving the nightmare of the newsroom massacre. In a tweet, Charlie Hebdo strongly condemned the stabbings. This tragic episode shows us once again that fanaticism, intolerance, the origins of which will be revealed by the investigation, are still present in French society. There is no question of ceding anything, the newspaper said. The two people confirmed injured worked for documentary film company Premieres Ligne, according to founder Paul Morera. He told France's BFM television that the attacker fled into the subway, and the company's staff members were evacuated. Morera said a man in the street attacked two people who were in front of the building, didn't enter the building, and who attacked them with an axe and who left. He said the company had not received any threats. His colleague, Luke Herman, describing witnesses' version of the attack, said the assailant first struck the woman in her face, then the man, before returning to attack the woman again. The whole team took refuge on the roof of the building like our team did 5 years ago during the attack of Charlie Hebdo, he said on France 2. He said it was incomprehensible that authorities had not taken special security precautions, particularly at this time. A wrenching, 2-month trial in the Charlie Hebdo attacks is currently unfolding at the main Paris courthouse. Murmurs broke at the terrorism trial of 14 people, including 3 fugitives, accused of helping the attackers in the January 2015 killings, as the news filtered through. The widows of the two brothers who forced their way into the newspaper's offices and opened fire at a morning editorial meeting testified Friday. Katie Richard, a lawyer for the Charlie Hebdo journalists, heard about the knife attack in the midst of the trial. "My first thought was this will never end," she said. "I am devastated, angry." The interior minister conceded that security was lacking on the street where Charlie Hebdo was once headquartered. He said that 775 police protect its new location. "But there was an attack, so we could have done better," he said. The minister said he has ordered special protection for all symbolic sites, noting in particular Jewish sites ahead of the Yom Kippur holiday this weekend. A Jewish grocery store was targeted days after the Charlie Hebdo newsroom massacre in what authorities say were coordinated attacks. Charlie Hebdo recently reproduced caricatures of the Muslim prophet that stoked the ire of some Muslims when first produced. Associated Press reporters at the scene saw police flood the neighborhood in eastern Paris near the Richard Lenoir subway station, which remained cordoned off for hours. Children were sequestered in 9 schools while police scoured the area, but were later released, according to the Paris school district. Witness Kader Alpha told the AP at the scene, "I saw a guy that was in his 30s or 40s with an axe in his hand who was walking behind a victim covered in blood." Police initially announced that 4 people were wounded in the attack, but a police official told the AP that there were in fact only 2 confirmed wounded. Police could not explain the discrepancy.